I would say that the priority is really to support the children in a marriage so that the marriage is harmonious. So we want to help grow their marriage. We want to help grow their relationship with each other.
Hello and welcome to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm EJ, your host for this episode. If you are new to us, do subscribe to our Connect to podcast on your podcast platform. We believe you will discover interesting topics and helpful conversations. In each of these episodes on the Connect to podcast, we will be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication, and conflict, and so much more. We hope you will keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. Now, entering today's episode, the title is, Help! I can't live with my in-laws. Wow, the title is so catchy, and I guess it really reflects some real tensions in many families today. As grandparents step into more active roles in raising their grandchildren, how can they support their adult children without overstepping boundaries? In this episode, we explore how grandparents can become allies to their adult children, fostering trust, respect, and shared purpose in the parenting journey. To shed light on this topic, I'm happy to introduce our guest couple, Phuc Cheong and Mabel. They are the creators of a curriculum specially designed for grandparents, and the curriculum's title is called Spices. I'll not steal their thunder, I'll leave them to introduce a little bit more about this curriculum later. So welcome to our Connect 2 podcast, Phuc Cheong and Mabel.
Yeah, we're very happy to be here.
Thanks for having us on this podcast, EJ. Mabel and I have been married for 39 years. We have been blessed with two sons, a daughter-in-law, actually, and a grandson. Mabel and I spend a lot of time together and we enjoy serving in church together.
Right. We spent a lot of time together. When we were dating, we would chat for hours on the phone. And then let me tell you, that's a landline. Huh? No handphones during our era. And now, we're still chatting with each other for hours. Hey, Phuc, EJ was saying that we were the creators of Spices. Let's tell them more about Spices.
Definitely. Spices, S-P-Y-C-E-S, remember it's spelled with a Y and not an I, is a double acronym. It stands for Spiritual Parenting of Young Couples. It is an adult learning workshop for parents of our generation. That is, for parents with married children or children about to get married. Parents of our generation come together to learn and discuss how we can play a part in growing our children's marriage by being a blessing to them and not to be a source of conflict in their marriage.
Wow, and I'm hearing there's going to be a lot of wisdom in this episode. So everyone, please stay tuned in. 39 years of marriage, Phuc Cheong and Mabel, grandparents, grandchildren, and today's this episode, we're going to talk a little bit more, all right, to hear their wisdom, and if I may say, the spices that they could share with us in this journey.
Yes, as parents, we love our children very much. And the very last thing we want to do is to be a source of conflict in our married children's life. I remember telling this to my eldest son even before he had met his wife. This is what I said to him. Darling, if your wife ever comes to complain to you about me, you must tell me about it for two reasons. First, so that I don't do it again. Because if you don't tell me about it, I wouldn't know that I've done or said something wrong. And second, I really need to apologize to your wife.
Yes, Mabel really loves and adores our two sons, and she doesn't want to be a burden to them in any way. To get back to Spices, the spiritual parenting of young couples, I mentioned that it is a double acronym. After all, we are Singaporeans with a love for acronyms. So first one, S. S is for separating and uniting. Here, we talk about having our children separating from us, the parents, and uniting with their spouses. Now, in addition, we also discuss the uniting of two extended families.
Yeah, and P is for potential. As parents, we want to play a part in developing the potential of our married children to be, among other things, a good spouse and a good parent. And the emphasis is on role modeling. We want to be good examples to them. What we really want our children is to say, I want a marriage just like our parents' marriage. I want to be a parent, just like my parents. And we also provide tips on how to reduce the potential for conflict.
Next, why is for young grandchildren? But this is all I will say for now, as we'll be delving deeper into this topic later.
C, communication. As parents of adult children, whether they are married or not, we need to change the way we communicate with our children. It's no longer about instruction. Rather, it is about communication through friendship and fellowship.
And last but not least, ES. ES is for establishing boundaries. When we were raising children, we established boundaries for them. Now that our children are married, we, the parents, need to establish boundaries around ourselves.
Yes, that's spices in a nutshell.
Wow, I must say that as I hear both of you share about spices, what it means for you and what it could mean for the community or the friends that are attending this program, I'm inspired and excited, and I wish that many years ago, I had something like that, you know, or my parents had something like that to learn from as well. So to start off our conversation here in this podcast, maybe I'd like to ask both of you, what are some common tensions that arise when grandparents help raise their grandchildren?
Actually, there'll be a few questions that we can answer later about specific common tensions. What we'd like to talk about now perhaps be a main cause of these common tensions. And maybe we think that that is because of the word race. Because we say in Spices that as parents of our generation, our age, our season of raising children is actually over. Having grandchildren is a joy. It's a blessing. Being able to help look after them is a privilege. But we are very, very conscious that we are not raising our grandchildren. Actually, if grandparents have to step in to raise the grandchildren, something wrong has happened. Maybe the parents are not in the picture or something like that. So as grandparents, in a normal, common scenario, we don't want to raise our grandchildren. We want to help our children raise their children. And what we do is we provide practical help in the way that our children want it. Not the way we want it, but the way our children want it.
Next, we do not assume that just because we are grandparents, we know more than our children when it comes to raising children. In fact, all parents, whether grandparents or young parents, would have made mistakes in their parenting journey. A young father who shared at one of our Spices session has this to say: parents, we want you to continue to be parents to us, but please, 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 do not view grandparenting as a means of making up for your mistakes made as parents. Please do not view grandparenting as a second chance at being a parent. Leave the parenting of your grandchildren to us and continue to be parents to us. We want you to love us and support us in our parenting journey, and not to take over our parenting journey.
Yeah, something else that we do in Spices is self-reflection. So we ask our participants, how do you view your children as parents? Do you view them as good parents? Or do you view them as not good enough as parents? This is then followed by some unpacking on what it means when we view children as not being good enough. Now, what did we say? We love our children, right? We want to be supportive of them. We want to grow their marriage. Then the very last thing we want to do is to view them as not good enough. Another thing that we may want to take out of our vocabulary, whether in thought or in speech, is don't say, you know, nowadays, young people are. Now, this phrase is very, very loaded. You know, young people nowadays. And if we want to support our children on a parenting journey, the last thing we want to be is their biggest critic. We should actually be the biggest cheerleader.
Yes. Perhaps we should also eliminate the phrase, during my time, Mate, why don't you tell them about the NS story?
Marriage is one of the most rewarding things in life. Yet, navigating marriage as newlyweds or an engaged couple can sometimes get overwhelming. Whether it's managing expectations of the in-laws, getting a good grasp of your family finances, or establishing good habits of communication and healthy conflict. Focus on the Family Singapore's Marriage Preparation Program aims to help you build a solid foundation in the early years and prepare you for the adventure of your life. Visit family.org.sg/C2Marriage Prep for more information today.
We were conducting workshops on parenting teenagers once, and this father asked, "What do I say if my son were to come back and complain about National Service?" So I answered, "I've never been through National Service, but I know this. If my son were to come home and complain about National Service, don't say, 'You know, you all already have it very easy during my time.'" So you can see why we're sharing this in parenting, grandparenting. We don't want to tell the young parents, "You know, during my time, we want to support them."
But what if parents think that their children are raising their grandchildren incorrectly? This is one of the ways in which establishing boundaries come in. Now, we have to establish boundaries between our preferences and what that is wrong. That brings us to another question. How do we know whether something is wrong in the way our children are raising their children?
Well, we ask these three questions that we learn. Is this a sin? Is it the right time? Am I the right person? And there's so many things we see. Oh, no, you know, it's wrong. No. Is it a sin? How do we translate this in grandparenting? Are the grandchildren in danger? Are the grandchildren being abused? If not, it's all right. It's just a matter of preference. Keep quiet. Next, what about, is this the right time? Really, there is something that to be raised. This may not be the right time. Then what about, am I the right person? You know, many times, the parent may not be the right person. So we may have to approach the right person. So, are our grandchildren in danger? Are they being abused? If they're not, keep quiet. It's just a matter of preferences. If something has to be raised, is this the right time? Am I the right person? Then we can be sure that we are supporting our children and not being a source of conflict in their lives.
Now, a lot of times when there is conflict between parents and grandparents, it's usually about differences in preferences, right? So as the grandparents, we keep in mind that our children are the ones raising our grandchildren, and we give them our fullest support in their parenting style and journey. And what we do is we offer practical help based on how our children raise their children.
Yeah, we keep on repeating this, right? We want to give them practical help based on how they want it, based on how they desire it.
Okay, coming back to the question, there are some common tensions that arise when grandparents help raise their children. We wanted to approach this from a cause of the common tension rather than giving examples of common tensions. So a cause of common tension is when a clear boundary is not drawn between the role of a parent and the role of a grandparent. Except, of course, in unfortunate circumstances when there are no parents, the grandparents have to raise the grandchildren. Now, grandparents support their children in their children's journey as parents by providing practical help according to the way parents desire this practical help. It is best that grandparents not view their children as being inadequate parents and not say or think, "Yeah, young parents nowadays are..."
Or during my time.
Wow, that's a lot of wisdom that you have shared and unpacked for our audience here. And I was just sitting and listening to both Fook Chong and also Mabel share. The starting point just hit me so hard about grandparents are not there to raise the grandchildren. The role of raising is by the parents. And I think that has to be the number one point that sets in. You know, and that's important. So grandparents are to play a supportive role to the parents. And as I hear Fook Chong share as well, the areas of needs that are raised by the parents as well. And there's a variety of lists on, especially things that grandparents often have to watch ourselves not to assert onto the children, especially in the area of communication, maybe even certain choices of words. I still could recall there were times where my own parents, when they saw me raise my child, they made certain mistakes. And I think the common one that we have all mentioned here is, "Last time, this is how I did it, you know, and you should do it probably in the same way as well." I guess there is wisdom. However, it definitely has to be contextualized to the modern times as well. So thank you so much both for sharing, helping us to understand in very practical ways how grandparents can better support their children, you know, in raising their young children as well. As I hear both of you, I can't help but find that it seems to take a lot out from the grandparents to maybe it's in terms of adjusting some mindsets, or maybe for parents to adjust some of the way of thinking or attitudes as well. So in your opinion, you know, what mindset shift might need to happen to help both generations work collaboratively to navigate this shared space, collaboratively or even more harmoniously? What are your thoughts?
In the context of grandparenting, I suppose it would be helpful not to view it as joint ownership. Ownership, inverted commas. Other than exceptions, you know, when grandparents have to come in. Other than that, raising the grandchildren comes under the purview of the young parents. When grandparents have the opportunity to come to help look after, not raise, the grandchildren, it is a joy. It is a blessing. And we want to do everything we can to make sure that we are a blessing to the young parents and not a liability.
In Spices, when we talk about respecting the young couples as a separate family unit, I use the example of the home. Now, let's say we have bought a matrimonial home for our children. Now, it is now their home and we must respect that. We don't tell them how they should decorate their home and treat their home as if it's ours, even though we may have paid for it. Now, on the other hand, if our children are living with us after they get married, we must respect them as a separate family unit, even though we are living under the same roof. We must accept the new lifestyle and routines they have established together, even while living under the same roof.
Yeah, so you're talking about mindset shifts for harmonious living. Then I would say that the priority is really to support the children in a marriage so that the marriage is harmonious. So we want to help grow their marriage. We want to help grow their relationship with each other. And then when our children have children, we want to play a part in growing their family so that their family relationship is harmonious. You will hear us say this very often later. No rivalry, no competition. No rivalry, no competition.
Yes, no rivalry, no competition. When my parents are looking after our children, Mabel will always say, it's so wonderful that our children have more people to love them.
That's so interesting to hear because it is really quite different from even myself, what I'm hearing from some of my friends who have support from grandparents as well, even just on the point that you have mentioned about no competition. The grandparents are not supposed to be competing with the children, their children in raising the grandchildren, right? And because it paints a very different kind of impressions towards the children or even the grandchildren as well. And the other point I really love that what you've mentioned, especially from Mabel, is about helping our children's marriage to thrive. I think that is a very great supportive gift that we can give to our children because when it thrives, the grandchildren can see it for themselves and definitely the home becomes a really wonderful, harmonious place for the children to and the grandchildren to grow up in as well. So Mabel and Fook Chong, I have an interesting question to ask both of you and from your wisdom and many years of experience working with couples as well in the journey of grandparenting. How can grandparents offer support without undermining the parenting decisions of their adult children? I think this is a common thing that has been surfaced and many will probably face similar issues or asking similar questions as this.
First, we need to know our role as grandparents. To put it in harsher terms, we need to know our place as grandparents. Next, communication is key. Young parents need to communicate how they would like their children to be looked after. For example, the routines or meals, sleep and play.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a lot of conflict because young parents do not communicate the routines that they have established or which they would like to be established. And frankly, there are some parents who have not even thought through the kind of routines that they want. So they have not thought through the routines and then the grandparents do something and then the young couples get upset. And maybe, you know, that is not quite fair. So yeah, the parents, you know, part of raising children is about responsibility. Responsibility of setting the routines, the schedule, so that the children feel safe, they know what to expect. So yeah, have your routines, have your schedules, and then tell your parents about the type of routines and schedules that your child has at home and that you would like your child to have in the grandparents' home. Then the other thing about raising grandchildren and looking after grandchildren, you know, when grandparents come to look after the grandchildren, many a times, it is very long. It could be, say, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then the children bring them back, it would be, say, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So it's many hours. So looking after is not a problem, really, you know, the feeding, the showering. But what about the playing? What about the entertaining? You know how it is with young children? It's non-stop. Parents also have to understand that when they're talking about routines, it's not just about routines for sleeping, for showering, for meals, or whatever you have. It's about the routines for play, the routines for interaction, what to do. So when you're communicating, you also have to communicate with your parents how to play with your children. And then the thing about communication, it's not just once off. I mean, you know, children grow, right? You know how often the routines change, how often the toys change, the books change. All this will have to be communicated. It is an ongoing conversation. And what is wonderful is there are more conversations.
Yes. And then what about the grandparents? Now, grandparents listen and respond. Clarify and ask questions. The questions are not just, what would you like me to do? Or how would you like me to do it? That could be questions relating to, would you like me to? Now, for instance, Mabel asked our son and daughter-in-law whether they would like to have her toilet train their child, that is our grandchild. And they said yes. Then Mabel suggested the best time for toilet training. Now, in our case, our son and daughter-in-law left the toilet training to Mabel, but sometimes there would be a need for further communication on this.
So let us say the young parents would like the grandparents to help in toilet training. There actually is a lot of communication required. It's not just sitting in a potty, you know. There'll be the preparations before that. You know, the books to read, the videos to watch, the enactment, drinking more water, and all that sort of things. And how to respond if there's an accident. So there are all these conversations. There is all this communication. But what did I say earlier? Wonderful, right? More platforms for communication.
Now, sometimes young couples get frustrated with grandparents for spoiling their children. Mabel always says that as we love and indulge our children, and now our grandchild, we must never spoil them because spoiling them is doing them a disservice.
Yeah, and then when it comes to undermining the parents' authority, we think that that is really, really very serious. I could give a very simple example, you know. Say parents would rather not the children have sugary drinks or salty snacks. And then grandparents give it to the children. And then what do they say? Don't tell mommy and daddy. Do you know what you're doing? You're teaching your grandchild to tell lies. So it is not just about undermining the parents' authority, you know. We are actually teaching our children the wrong values. We teach them to tell lies. We teach them to hide things from their parents. We teach them to dishonor their parents. It's very serious, isn't it? So yeah, we don't want to undermine the parents' authority.
Now, in a way, this is linked to the S, separating and uniting in spices. When our children get married, we acknowledge that they have separated from us in terms of forming a new family and household. We respect them as a couple and as parents. Now, referring to the P, potential in spices, we want to play a part in nurturing and supporting their marriage. Now, that includes establishing boundaries in terms of the authority structure with the young husband as the head of his household. We must be clear on that. When the grandchildren come, the grandchildren are under the authority of the parents and not the grandparents. The grandparents are supporters. We don't want the young couple arguing for days and weeks because of something we, the parents and grandparents, have said or done or even not done.
So we really do not want to undermine the parents' authority. Now, one easy way of helping grandparents is this. Think back of the days when you yourself were a young parent. Did your parents or parents-in-law say or do anything you didn't like? Don't do it to the young parents. What about the things that your parents and parents-in-law did for you when you were a young parent? Do more.
So in the same way for grandparents, think about what you did not like when your parents were helping you look after your children. Do less of what you do not like or did not like. In fact, don't do what you did not like. Follow the principle or golden rule of doing unto others what you would like them to do to you.
Wonderful wisdom that we are hearing, because whether you are a grandparent listening to this podcast, you know, I think there's a lot of wisdom shared by Fok Cheong and Mabel that we can apply even as we are helping and supporting our children in raising the grandchildren. If you are a parent with young children and seeking support from your parents, right, this is definitely for you, because the communication, as both Fok Cheong and Mabel has mentioned, it has to be both way as well. All right, so I'm hearing a lot of things really on the role of grandparents. We have to be very clear on the role, to play a supportive role, not take over the responsibility as parents. Number two, I strongly am encouraged by hearing this from Mabel about values that when we engage the grandchildren, what we do with them, what we speak to them, it has to be positive values that reinforces even what the parents are teaching the children and not bring in behaviors that would teach them, like, for example, about lying. You know, just now we've mentioned through an example. And the last thing that, of course, both Fok Cheong and Mabel constantly mention and drills into us is the importance of communication, clarity in our communication, setting clear expectations, whether it's in terms of boundaries, what are the do's and the don'ts as well. Actually, in every episode of our podcast here, for the Connect 2 podcast, we try to address frequently asked questions that couples have about marriage. And I believe the question we have today is also a little bit about communication, which we want to get your help to try to respond to this question that's being posed. So here we go with the question. I work as a full-time and my in-laws help to take care of my 2-year-old toddler. I'm beginning to feel tensions because even when I communicate my preferred rules when it comes to the snacks and TV time, they seem to flout it all the time. You know, so what should I do? Wow, so posing the question to Fok Cheong and Mabel, how would you respond to this question?
Let us start by unpacking what helping to take care of a 2-year-old toddler entails. Most young parents and grandparents tend to only think of the physical care of the toddler, such as feeding, showering, and safety. But there's a lot more to do when looking after a 2-year-old toddler. There's also interaction, the chatting, the playing, and the entertaining. And if grandparents look after the toddler from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., grandparents have to spend a lot of time entertaining the toddler. The grandparents may have other things to attend to, and they may need a break too. This is especially true if only one grandparent is looking after the grandchild.
Let me address the part about watching TV. Your in-laws may not be flouting your preferred rules. Maybe it's just that is how they relax. Maybe that is just their lifestyle in this season of life. Maybe it is just that they have other chores to attend to and they just need to keep your toddler entertained. So maybe what you can do is communicate what other programs your child could watch. Your grandparents, I'm sure, would not mind watching programs like Miss Rachel with your child. And then you may want to provide alternatives to watching TV. Provide the books, the songs, the games. Tell them which outdoor playground to go to, which indoor playground to go to. You know, when it comes to this issue of watching TV, it may not be that they're flouting your rules. It could be that they are clueless. It is really not that easy to entertain a toddler for so many hours.
So when it comes to snacks, we know that toddlers do need snacks or mini treats, mini meals. So the issue may not be about snacking per se, but about the types of snacks that are better for your toddler. Your in-laws may not know about the current types and brands of snacks or mini meals that you prefer for your toddler. Communicating about the types of snacks for your toddler and even providing these snacks might be helpful.
Yeah, so maybe it is not about your in-laws intentionally flouting your preferred rules, but they don't really know the alternatives. So do communicate and provide the alternatives to them.
So if you are listening to our podcast and you're facing something similar, I hope you have glean some wisdom from Fok Cheong and Mabel as they share. It's important to really clarify and find out because there might be some differences in terms of understanding or expectations as well. And of course, communication is important. Communication will take time and will take effort. And I do know many parents out there, you might find that, wow, it's really tiring. I have to spend time to communicate with my own parents or how to raise the grandchildren. But maybe see it from an investment perspective, because if you invest that time and effort to communicate clearly and well, you know, you set the road and the path for success and probably lesser quarrels and tensions that potentially come by. I really want to thank Fok Cheong and Mabel for spending your time with us on this Connect 2 podcast, sharing so much insights and tips on what we can actually do to help strengthen grandparents and parents' bond, even when the task becomes so challenging at times, you know, when the child even grows in different age ranges as well. And before we end off our podcast, I really love both of you to have any words of encouragement for all our listeners out there.
Sure, to the senior parents, your season of raising children is over. Have confidence in yourself that you have done a great job. And now your children are independent adults who are more than capable of raising their own children well. because of what you've already done for them. As parents, we all love our children very much. The very last thing we want to do is to be a source of conflict in their marriage. Instead, we want to play a part in growing and nurturing their marriage.
The topic for this podcast is, help! I can't live with my in-laws. So now, I will note a word to the young parents. Hey, you love each other so much, right? Don't let your in-laws come between you and your spouse. I'm sure there are so many other things you can talk about than to complain to your spouse about his parents or her parents. You love your spouse, right? You don't want to make your spouse miserable because of your complaints and criticisms of his or her parents. Be kind to your spouse's parents. Show them grace and mercy. You know, this overwhelming love that you have for your child, this is the kind of love that your spouse's parents have for your spouse. Then look at your spouse and think, you know, if not for my in-laws, I wouldn't have this spouse, you know. Now, what if your spouse is estranged from his or her parents? Then be the peacemaker. Your spouse would definitely appreciate it and love you all the more for it.
Now, if it's really so hard for you to be kind to your spouse's parents, then we have two tips. Whatever your in-laws said or done that has offended you, ask yourself, would I be similarly offended if my own parents had said this or done the same thing? I think that helps. Next, if you find it hard to show grace and mercy to your in-laws, then be sympathetic. They are so much older and they may be facing issues with all the changes that are going on in the world right now. And of course, perhaps even in their own personal world.
So to the senior parents, you love your child, be a blessing to your child's marriage and not a source of conflict. To the young couple, you love your own parents and your spouse loves his or her parents too. Appreciate that love. Don't destroy it. No jealousy, no rivalry.
Yes, I agree. No jealousy, no rivalry. We touch on this as well when it comes to establishing boundaries in spices. The love for a spouse is different from a love for a parent. And there's no need for jealousy and rivalry in this relationship with in-laws.
And the love from a parent is different from the love from a spouse. No jealousy, no rivalry.
So we end with this. Let us all grow the different types of love and build harmonious relationships.
Indeed, love prevails. And I hope that all of us who are listening to the podcast today, we gain some very practical tips and insight that we can take the time to apply in our daily living, in daily grandparenting or parenting roles as well. In each podcast, we end off with a couple challenge for couples to do with each other. So if you're listening to this podcast with your spouse, here's the challenge for this week. Think about one moment recently when you felt tension or frustration with your parent or in-laws over how your child is being raised. What was the underlying concern or fear? Now, consider one small step you could take to invite understanding or collaboration. It could be a conversation, like what we've discussed in today's podcast, maybe a shared activity, or simply expressing appreciation. Healing begins with connection. So take time to do this couple challenge with one another. We hope you have found today's episode helpful and encouraging. And as always, do share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from it. Thank you for tuning in to the Connect 2 podcast. And remember, intergenerational bonds are worth sowing into.